The blaster crew jerked the tripod-mounted weapon left and right, trying to put bolts into the bodies of both Luke and Vistara. They had no luck. The tactic gave Luke split seconds to recover, and Vistara was simply too fast and agile for them. Luke realized he was deflecting stun bolts, not blaster fire. That was not too surprising. Missing living targets with blaster fire in an environment this old and rickety would surely punch holes in exterior surfaces, causing decompression. Stun bolts hitting the same surfaces would do no harm. These attackers, successful or not, were at least disciplined. Vistara came to her feet in the gap between shelves. The blaster crew turned its entire attention on her, as she was now closest and therefore most dangerous. Their choice freed Luke to act. He gestured, a heaving motion, an instinctive directive for an outpouring of the force, and a small crate, one shelf up, hurled itself off the near shelving unit straight into their blaster cannon. The weapon slammed into the two operators, who momentarily ceased fire. Luke could hear Ben now, or at least infer his position from the volley of small arms fire sounding from off to his left. He could see the flashes of more stun bolts, but none came near him. Vistara leapt to land in front of the tripod blaster. She lashed out, her lightsaber moving also too fast to see. And the blaster fell into two pieces, severed just in front of the trigger housing. She instantly positioned the tip of her red blade under the man's chin, allowing portions of his black beard to fall into it, sizzle, and vaporize.
I suggest you call off the attack.
I'm not in charge!
The man's wide eyes belied the ferocity suggested by his wild mop of black hair and drooping piratical mustache. His voice emerged as a desperate squeak.
Try anyway.
Mates, we're caught! Shut down! Shut down!
The black-bearded attacker had told the truth. He wasn't in charge, and none of the other attackers paid heed. Luke heard them keep up their volley of small arms fire, heard the hum of Ben's lightsaber, heard the number of weapons shooting diminish at a terrific rate. There was one scream, and the air was suddenly flavored with the odor of burned flesh. And then, silence, but for the hiss of air pumps and the hum of lightsabers. Moments later, Ben led the other attackers to his father, 5 men and 2 women. One man with an arm severed just above his wrist, pale and shocky. He kept a greased black bandana wrapped around his cauterized stump. None of the new prisoners looked too pleased with the situation. Luke looked at the assailants.
Which one of you is in charge?
They looked at one another. One, a Deveronian male with illuminated glitter decorating his horns, finally spoke.
Halaf's in charge.
Take me to Halaf.
Halaf's in the brig.
Luke blinked.
Halaf's in charge, but is in the brig?
Another attacker, a rotund, dark-haired woman whose crossed bandoliers were now empty of weapons, spoke up.
Halaf was in charge. He was going to do things the way she wanted them done. Bad business sense. No profits. So he threw him into the brig. I'm in charge now. I'm Cardia.
And who is this she you refer to?
Luke was pretty sure he knew the answer. Cardia merely shuddered.